Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
17 miles and 3 potential swims. If those two descriptors aren't deterrents, great scenery awaits those who hike the Zion Narrows. If you run marathons or simply marvel at nature's artistic masterpieces, there's nothing intimidating about this adventure. If you're a professional armchair quarterback, you'd better get some miles under your feet before attempting this adventure. I've been to Zion many times, but after seeing the inspirational film The Bucket List, I decided it was time to do this classic hike. Along with good luck and good sense, the key to success lies in the preparation. There is no marked trail because at least 60% of the hike is in the Virgin River, and although the air temperature was in the 90s, the water was chilly when we had to do the 3 short swims. Groups are limited to 12, and permits are required, but rangers won't issue them if the flow rate goes above 120 cubic feet per second. We were fortunate and hit a day when it was flowing at 100. Unless you reserve one of the dozen Narrows campsites for an overnight stay, plan on about 12 hours walking. If you're too slow and miss the last shuttle bus at the Temple of Sinawava, you will add another 8-mile hike to return to your car at the visitor center. River hiking can be like walking on greasy bowling balls. You can ruin your own shoes, or the Zion Adventure Company will rent sticky-soled boots, tight neoprene socks, and a walking stick. Unless you have 2 cars, they'll also provide the 90-minute shuttle to the trailhead at Chamberlain Ranch. They're helpful and show a training film about hiking the Narrows. Here you will learn to watch for the signs of deadly flash floods. If it happens, immediately go to higher ground available throughout the canyon, except in the Wall Street area. Check weather conditions with the Zion Backcountry Desk before you take your first step. Wear layered clothing. Use a river bag for food and dry clothes. Bring at least 2 liters of water or a good filter and waterproof bags for your camera. Forget phones. They will not function there. Finally, never pass up a bathroom. Each hiker is provided with a human waste disposal bag. To avoid packing extra food and sleeping bags, we were determined to do this as a day hike. We had picked up our permit the night before and saw the weather forecast a 10% chance of light rain. Wanting to hit the trail early, we camped out on the east side of the park. After 6 hours of slumber sweet, we let adrenaline pilot us toward the canyon. The first 5 miles were covered effortlessly, but the marked trail and shallow river finally transitioned into the copper-colored serpentine canyon we sought. The Narrows is by far an acme of hikes in Zion. The sandstone walls ascend 2,000 feet, yet at times are only 20 feet apart at their base. For 12 miles, we enjoyed incomparable scenery, waterfalls, small tributaries, sandbars where canyon maples provided alluring rest stops, but then we entered the danger zone. True to its namesake, the Wall Street section was full of surprises. The sky darkened as though someone had pulled a black quilt over the canyon. Birds stopped singing. The wind picked up. Our 10% chance of rain suddenly became 100%. We were already wet, so we laughed, until the lightning flashed. Then the thunder rumbled behind us so loudly we turned as if expecting freight trains to pummel us. Since there was no high ground, we picked up our pace and stuck close to the canyon walls. 7 people sloshing, wading, swimming, and helping each other to get to dry boulders as soon as possible. We reached safety the same time the storm stopped. No flash flood during our adventurous 12-hour journey. Would we do this hike again? Absolutely. This is Ron Helstern for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.